When Chef Henry Salgado of New Smyrna Beach's excellent Spanish River Grill announced that he would be opening a restaurant in Orlando, food fans got very excited. If you were to see the name, which is spelled T-X-O-K-O-S, you might want to pronounce it Tixos or something like that. Actually, it's pronounced Chocos. What's a Chocos, you wonder? It refers to the name for gastronomic societies in northern Spain. The menu might be as lexicologically challenging as the restaurant's name. You'll find words that I'll not attempt on public radio. But much of the menu is the Basque equivalent of tapas, so small plates, although there are some full entrees. I love the peppers stewed with tomatoes, onion, and jamon, and topped with an egg fried sunny side up. I also like the grilled octopus. It's rather a minimalist dish with just a couple of bites of octopus along with potato and onion, but the flavors are big. The oxtail matador was one of the entrees I enjoyed. Served atop stone ground grits infused with drunken goat cheese, the braised meat and carrots looked very much like a beef stew, but with a more flavorful cut of meat. I'm not sure what the matador in the name refers to. Do they have ox fights in the Basque region? There was also a whole fish presentation, snapper, on the evening I visited, that's cooked over the special wood grill in the open kitchen, the source of that wonderful aroma that greets you outside. Presented with the head and tail intact, a pearlescent dot where the eye would be, the fish would probably put off a less adventurous diner. But if you're not adventurous, what are you doing in a place called Chocos Basque Kitchen?